Hello, my name is Dave Christen. Are you ready for a new experience? I want to invite you on a fantastic voyage. We're taking off today from Shafter Airfield near Bakersfield, California. Soon you will see a river and a green area in the middle of the desert. That will be the Kern River. As we go further and gain altitude, please look very carefully at the landscape changing below us. You'll see a strange land that has similarities to other places we'll be shortly seeing. Part of the strange landscape that you have just seen is from another planet, the planet Mars. You probably could tell the difference between Mars and the California desert. Perhaps you also notice that there really isn't much difference. To get to Mars, my little airplane is not going to be of much help. At best, it can get us perhaps a few miles into the air. To do this, we're going to need to take a spacecraft, and it's going to be a spacecraft unlike any that we've ever seen. The one that the American astronauts used to get to the moon was made of metal. This is actually made of a series of zeros and ones that exist only in the mind of a computer. If you could think of it, it's a cyberspace spacecraft in a way. So instead of metal taking us to Mars, it's going to be a computer spacecraft that takes us there. For example, you can explore Venus, a planet hidden under a thick layer of clouds. Travel to some of the remote bodies in our solar system, such as the small satellite of Uranus named Miranda. Or you can see the continents of our Earth from a totally different perspective. This electronic spacecraft can also take you under the surface of the ocean, like in this exploration around the Monterey Peninsula.